Profile on Praise Junction.
Listen.
This is my story.
Real people, real stories. Real God, real change.
This is my story.
This is Profile on the Praise Junction Show.
You're on Hope FM. Listen and leave. My name is Grace Mutiso. Welcome to Profile. And as I promised, my guests are already in studio, set to be a blessing to you. And this one goes out to you. You know, maybe you're losing faith as a couple or as a person. Maybe you've been told, when you get married, you, story of children, forget. Want to hear a story of God's faithfulness. And remember, as we proceed on with the program, you can talk to us on the SMS line 20933. That is 20933. This morning, I introduced to us a couple. I call them the Wackies. Have I gotten it right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
How are you doing this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Yes. Awesome. Yes.
Good. So because, ladies, we are the majority in this house.
Yeah.
Let's give the endangered species an opportunity to introduce
boy child in danger.
Boy child under siege.
Yes,
this
will
not end here. It is well.
Welcome, sir. Can you introduce yourself to our listener and tell us what you do?
Yes, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the invite. We truly appreciate it. My name is Tele Waki. I am a medical doctor, specifically a pediatrician. Yes.
See, that doctory, we bring children.
Yes.
You dunga them, shidani.
Yes. And that's the most unfortunate thing because that's all you guys remember. No one remembers the child getting better, they remember Alidungwa.
Oh, wait, mama.
Alidungwa, yeah. But no, Alidungwa.
And the baby, especially the vaccine.
Oh, yes. But nothing like, yes, my child is better. It is, you're the one who dungas.
Now we've known. What does your job entail, you know? Like, in the morning you wake up, you've reported.
Okay, so like I said, I'm a pediatrician. That means specifically I work with children. And that is from the age group of the day they're born to the day they are... Okay, ideally it's 13, 14 years, but we can push all the way to 18 years of age. Mm. So we tend to see those who are born. At that point, taking care of them. Of course, there's the vaccination, immunizations. Moving forward, as you go higher, those who tend to get sick, the pneumonias, the tonsillitis, and of course also health and nutritional advice as well as you go along. Yes.
Allow me to ask you this. I know it's off the cuff, but what's one thing that makes you sad as a pediatrician? You know, either you see a parent doing and you say, mama, baba, really?
The word I don't know. I don't know is the most frustrating thing ever.
Yeah.
So how many vomit? I don't know. Let me ask so and so. And you wonder, okay, you should know. How many days of this? I'm not sure. I don't know. The I don't know is quite, because I wonder, ideally as parents, we're supposed to be aware of our children and what happens around them.
Yes.
But the assumption is that the doctor would know once they see. Once they see, they'll know the child has vomited 3 times, has been coughing 8 times. I don't know.
Yeah.
I work with what you tell me.
Yes.
So the word I don't know is very frustrating. I don't know.
Why?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's very difficult. Okay, there are those that are genuine,
yes,
but majority is a sense of...
you should know as the doctor.
Yeah. That's why you read these things. You know, you should know.
Yeah.
It has happened, so you should tell me what to do next.
Wow. Yeah. Now we've known as parents what we need to do. Today is a learning one.
Yes.
We thank God for you.
Thank you.
Allow me to take you way back before we introduce your great wife, who is also in studio with us. When did you give your life to Christ and what prompted you to say, yes, Lord, I surrender. I want to be a born-again Christian.
First time I did that, I was in primary school. What happened was there was a cousin whom we were living with then, and he was also born again. And those are the days of the crusade and Billy Graham and Reinhard Bonnke. And I gave my life to Christ, but I didn't understand it clearly.
Yeah.
I never understood what that meant. I just knew it's just being a Christian. But when I got to high school, we actually had a crusade where my heart felt like it was not complete. You know, yes, I was a Christian, but I never really got to understand it. And what the preacher actually really touched my heart with his message. And I don't know if I should call it a dedication or actual giving of life to Christ. So I then surrender myself to Christ. And since then, form two.
Mm.
Yes.
What has kept you going in your walk with the Lord?
Being a medical doctor, you see many things.
Yes.
You see people who are very fragile. Very, very fragile. And we take our health for granted. And we always think that there's always a tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's always a tomorrow. That has been my greatest motivation.
Mm.
That we are not guaranteed tomorrow.
You only live for today.
For today.
Honoring God.
Yes. Because you can say, there's no rush. I know I'm young, let me go do this. Maybe when I'm 40, 50, 60, I can then slow down. Maybe then I can. Who says you'll even get to 21?
Mm.
Who says you'll get to 18?
Live for God.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank
Live for God on now. The day.
On the day, today.
Now, yes, today, yes. Not, today, yes, now. It's now. Yes, it's now. It's now. So I've learned to appreciate that being in the medical field because it's very fragile. We take a lot for granted.
Mm.
We do take a lot for granted.
Wow. A moment to sit and reflect. Thank you. Thank you, Waki. Let's now get to your great wife. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Awesome. I'm happy. I'm in a good space. So I'm doing well.
Okay.
I'm doing very well.
I am. Introduce yourself to our listener.
I am the wife of this beautiful, hot, handsome guy. Yani. I call him Mr. Yami.
Yes.
But my name is Sheila Waki by marriage. Better known as Watele.
Yes.
A mother to be.
Yes.
A wife. A friend. Yani. I'm just a yummy girl God loves.
Yes. I hear you.
And I serve as a pastor, volunteer pastor,
yes,
at Nairobi Chapel Imara.
Yes.
And it's just a joy to be in this generation at this time in life.
Mm.
Yeah.
You wanted to be a pastor all your life?
No.
How did this come about?
So me being a pastor was prompted actually by his mother.
Your mom in love.
Yes.
Mm.
She's late. But there was a point where as soon as we got married, we started taking care of her because she fell ill. She had breast cancer. And we started taking care of her as her primary caregivers. And over time, she would tell me, you either need to be a nurse or you need to work in church.
By then, what were you doing?
I was an event organizer.
Ah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So just being in church with her, a certified event. Hey, sorry, young man, you're on point. I was a certified event organizer. But now, because we'd spend a lot of weekends with her, we'd end up going to church together. So I remember when she died, when we were having Mashakaya at home, one of the pastors who was pastoring her, like, literally came to me and just told me, you need to join our worship team.
Yeah.
And that just spiraled into joining the worship team, bonding so hard with the worship pastor, we became best friends. Next thing I know, I'm doing internship in church. And then I've been given responsibility, and from there, Lord, I have accepted.
Yes. Wow. Interesting journey.
Yeah.
So, and at what point did you surrender your life to Christ?
I've been brought up in a Christian home. Sitam has been our home since, in fact, I brag that I've been in Sitam longer than most of you because I was baby dedicated by Roy Upton.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Stop calculating my age, guys.
We have accepted.
You know?
We have.
But I was baby dedicated when it was still the old sanctuary before anything else came up here. So we've been raised in church. But I remember the moment where you say, okay, this is real and I'm understanding what's going on. We had come to watch Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames the first time, the very first time. it was early 90s. And in that process, altar call and ran to the altar. And now it was a conscious decision that I have given my life to Christ at the age of 10.
And you've walked with the Lord all through.
He's such a good God, let me tell you. Me, I've seen his love, I've seen his mercies. Because I fell real hard along the way. Backslid, like thoroughly, like properly. It was a crazy, crazy time. And for me to just decide, you know what? I'm now going serious with God, full swing. Here we are not joking. Mm. It's now head-on collision with the Holy Spirit and God. It was a month before we got married.
Mm.
And we both decided together, like, imagine, we can't do half and half.
Yes.
We just have to go one way. So we need to pick which way we are going.
Yes.
And we are going together.
Mm.
So it was all in.
Together.
Together. And that's a point I became now, like, very deeply serious with my faith.
Mm.
Yes.
I see you almost tearing, Pastor Sheila.
My tears are here.
I can see. It's
yeah.
Okay. What has kept you going? Because we could be talking to a listener who says, I think I've gone back. God can't forgive me. I better just stay there as a non-believer. But what you pay, by God's grace, you came up and you're serving him as a pastor.
Let me tell you, there's nothing that will separate you from God's love.
Amen.
There's no sin, nothing. There's nothing that will separate you from God's love. Think of the worst thing you've done. It doesn't even come close to how much God loves you.
Mm.
So get off that space, because that's a lie.
Yes.
It's a lie from the pits of hell that you're not good enough, that God won't forgive you. Let me tell you, just get out of there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It gets to a point where people feel that it's such a burden.
Yeah.
You know, they're feeling like, no, you know, it's all piled up on me. I can't even see anything. I cannot see straight. So really, I don't have any, there's no hope for me, you know.
Yeah.
It's interesting, I'm saying hope in Hope FM. So it tends to give them a sense of failure and a sense of rejection. So they don't see how they can be able to get out of this pile of issues or this pit that they've dug themselves into. So so as in, essentially, there's nothing too big for him.
Oh God. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Now let's switch gears. Tele,
yes.
Where did you meet this beautiful girl, your wife? Before we hear her version, you know, her version will be the long one and the real one.
Interesting.
I would have preferred if she started it off. I just go that is where we come in. We come into the air, but now, so in summary, because the big story is coming, the full version. We've known each other for a very long time. So very first time was, we actually primary school mates, and we were actually desk mates. Desk mates in primary school.
Desky works, okay.
So that's how far back we go. But at that time, we never had any romantic ties. She will explain her part of the story.
Okay.
Let me leave mine at that. So then later on, we reconnected after high school. And again, we didn't initially begin as romantic. Reconnecting as friends.
Yes.
But as we went on communicating with each other and talking to each other, we then... feelings started growing inside ourselves. And we ended up connecting and moving on. We then got married. In fact, I remember I knew who I was going to get married to. And I was looking at her. Yes.
So what attracted you and said, this is the one?
Her mind and her brain.
Okay. Sour.
There's nothing as, you know... You can have so much beauty, you can have so much height, you can have so less height, depending on what your preference is.
Yes.
You can be so big, you can be so small, so skinny, so fat. But if you're somebody who cannot relate to, as in you talk to somebody and you feel like it's only a one-way conversation, you know, you should do everything. She gets to a point where sometimes, by the way, she does stuff and you're like, okay, she's actually taking charge of certain things. Of course, not by force, but she can take charge as well, which is good, you know. The way she thinks, the way we speak, how we relate.
That one did.
That level is just, Iko you.
Bas. Now let's hear the longer version. It's say the real one. So, in summary, Sheila. So,
you can start by saying, so what he said is true. So where he left off was, then I can start from there.
So, what did you see in him that when he came to say, so please, can we take this a notch higher? And you say, yes.
Today, he's the kindest human being I have met ever. Like, ever. And for me, I've known him since primary.
Yeah.
So you're seeing consistency and you're thinking, okay, this is the real deal. It's not at the adolescent, then he changed. Mm-hmm. And then he's just been the kindest.
Kindest person you've met.
He's the most generous, kindest human being I've met.
Okay.
I remember when we connected, like when we started connecting, I had just come out of a very bad breakup, a very, very bad relationship. And he was so present, but he wasn't even looking at me as, this is a chick I can nyemelea and take advantage of. I remember he used to ask me, why would someone do that to you? Those are the questions he would ask. Why would Why would someone do that? That's so evil. I wouldn't want to do that to anyone. Yeah. Why would? I'm thinking. Okay. Keep talking. I like where this is going. and he's just the most amazing human heart.
Okay, both of you have been married for how many years now?
Let's hear his version.
How many years?
That's a lady you are now.
We are on 9. We are currently on 9 years. But we dated 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
12.
Yes.
So, Ati, what were you waiting again in the 12?
For me, marriage wasn't my biggest priority. For me, I mean, I knew, just like he said, he knew whom he's getting married to.
Yes.
I knew it's him. So there's no need to rush into it. There are a few things here and there that can be sorted while we wait for the proper timing where we are both aligned and saying, yes, let's get married now. So medicine came in and we both traveled. We both traveled out of the country for our various degrees and whatever it is. So we had to keep it going. A long distance.
Yes.
Until we were done.
Ah.
Yeah. So that is majorly why the 12 comes in. Yeah.
So what were you doing to ensure that, for the sake of helping, you know, a listener who are in long distance relationship, that kept your relationship going until after 12 years walking down the aisle?
That is not a very easy question to answer, unfortunately, because... I think it's all based on how you relate to your partner.
Yes.
For us, it was we tried as much as possible to communicate with each other. In fact, that is when Hotmail had just started. So emails. Then now a very interesting one came up, which was called Yahoo. Then Yahoo. I mean, that was a Gmail back in the day.
Yes. It's okay.
Yes. Hotmail. It's the same as MSN for those listeners out there. That's Hotmail. And I still have mine. So it then so happens that with our constant communication calls and emails, we were always able to speak to each other. And and like she said, the way we knew what we wanted.
Yes.
So that's the point of how you relate to your partner, how you talk to each other. If you know it's what you want, then that's what you're going to fight for to keep it and to keep going on until the moment that you're sure that, yes, now this is our moment, we need to stay together.
Okay.
Or we cannot do this anymore, we need to
part.
Yes. Remember when he asked me to be his girlfriend,
yes,
the first thing I asked him is this for a joke? Is this for marriage? What where do you want to go with this? You know, you're the man here, eh?
Yes.
So where do you want to go with this story? So when he said it's marriage, then I told him, I'm sealing, choosing to trust you.
Yeah.
So no, my life is going to operate in such a way that at some point I'll be married to this guy. So he kept his end of the bargain. He was honest, he was open, and I think for us what kept things going, apart from just that agreement, you know, how can two agree if you don't? Exactly. And communication.
Yes.
We were constantly, the only time we weren't talking or continuously in communication is when the country he was in was having hurricanes. So it would be maybe a week I've not heard from him, but I know I would get to hear from him ASAP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we go on a break, allow me to ask you, Sheila, I know you discussed and you said, now we settle down in marriage, would trust God to bless us with children after a year.
We didn't have.
You didn't have.
Us, we didn't have. For us, it's. No. We've always lived a life where we say, you know what, God, here we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just fanya vile unataka. Do what you want.
Mm.
If it is now, it is now. If it's tomorrow, it's tomorrow. So in the meantime, can we just live?
Because now this thing of saying that you want to do something in 6 months,
yes,
6 years.
What if it doesn't happen?
Exactly, yeah. So it becomes so frustrating. And especially then now the question is, what then are you doing within that time frame?
Yes.
Because if you said it's 1 year,
yes,
so are you going to say that you're going to be active for 6 months, then you wait for another 6 months?
Mm.
Are you going to first wait for 6 months, then be active for 6 months?
So it's basically just managing our expectations.
Exactly, yes. Day by day as they go along, yeah. Not to limit yourselves with the...
And then also remember, as soon as I got married, we got married... my mom-in-law fell sick.
Yeah.
So for us, our biggest concern was we need to take care of mom.
Yes.
Not we need children.
Mm-mm.
That wasn't our big thing then.
Yes.
It was mom is unwell, mom needs us, so we need to sort this thing out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Although if it was to happen,
yes,
again.
Then again, it's fine.
Okay. It would have been fine, yes.
Because you didn't have set expectations.
Exactly. Correct. Exactly.
Okay. So when we come back after the news at noon, we'll want to know, it's been 9 years, as you've said, you're still trusting God for a child.
Yes.
How has the journey been? That's what we'll focus on when we come back right here on Profile on Praise Junction Show. Remember to talk to us on the SMS line 20933. That is 20933. I'm hosting Tele Waki and his beautiful wife, Sheila Waki. We're talking about waiting on God. So what happens when you're at that place of waiting? Again, talk to us on 20933. We'll be looking at your questions when we come back.
This is Profile. Real people, real stories, real God, real change.